Brian, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Well, thanks so much for being on the program. The Lansing School District is seeking resources for repairs. Schools are asking voters to approve a tax levy to fund fixes and renovations. You'll never hear me say that we need to increase taxes because that's what I want or that's what I need. But boy, if anyone needs funds, and if funding would be better put to use, I couldn't imagine going anywhere else than the Lansing School District, because I've been in some of those buildings, Brian, and they need some help, don't they?
Yes. Most of our buildings, as you know, are over 50 years old. And over the years, lots of components in these buildings have become absolutely worn out. We have reached a time whereby patching old stuff simply doesn't work. Some systems are worn out, and the best way to invest in these buildings or to reinvest in these buildings are to replace some of the old worn out stuff, whether or not they're leaking roofs, holes in the parking lots, ancient lighting structures, and I can go on and on. I notice you use the word taxes, but we look at this as an investment, as an investment in the future, as an investment in the infrastructure that we have here in the Lansing schools, and basically not necessarily as a tax increase. I know it's a 1.5 mil and it will cost $65 per household of $100,000, those who have $100,000 homes. But basically, I think we should look at this as an investment in the children of Lansing.
Right. As you mentioned, it's a 1.5 mil five-year tax levy. The tax would raise up to a little bit over $4.2 million to fix up these buildings. And in a story I recently saw online, I saw some photos of the roofs and the pipes, and there are a lot of challenges there. My question to you would be, Brian, isn't this something that needs to be done over the course of years? Is this something that you folks have been planning for when it comes to infrastructure issues?
Yes, this is something we had in mind over the years. As one can recall, you know, in 2003, we did have a bond here in Lansing, approximately $68, $69 million. But that was done for specific things. One of the big projects there was building a new middle school, Pattengill Middle School, and doing some upgrades in our secondary buildings, science labs, in the libraries and whatever. Notwithstanding the fact that we knew at that point and still know today that the needs in the district are significantly more than the $69 million. Today, as I speak, we have in excess of $200 million worth of needs. So what we tried to do was basically filter those needs to the most critical of the critical, and hence came out with a maybe $20, $21 million worth that we basically need to address for what I would call safety, security, and basically critical issues in our buildings. So the $21 million or the 1.5 mil, 4.2 million per year is basically only intended to address the most critical of the critical. It does not solve all the issues in our buildings.
Well, Brian, you have created a priority list that will cost you almost $8 million. You need to spend almost $4 million for boilers and heating systems, $3 million for parking lots, almost $3 million for lighting, $1.5 million for building infrastructure, almost $1 million for energy management systems. So we're talking about basic needs and not necessarily any fancy items.
Well, absolutely nothing here is fancy. As you know, I mean, we've got about $3.9 million for what I call aging, unreliable boiler and heating systems. As you know, we cannot subject our children here to the elements in terms of today you're hot, tomorrow you're cold. We have some boilers in the school district that are over 50, 60 years old. Boilers, when they were designed, for example, were only designed to last maybe 20 years. So they have really outlived their time. They've served us well in the past. In terms of roofs, In some instances, when it rains, it pours in some of these buildings. So we're going to spend $7.9 million to repair some of the most critical schools that need roofs. Roofs, as for anyone who has a home, you know, after 20, 25 years, you've got to do major roof repairs. We have some roofs here that are on these buildings for 50, 60 years and basically have been doing patching over the time. Basically, you can't patch no more. You're right down to the fabric. In terms of energy, like, say, lighting, $2.8 million worth of lighting. We have what you call old lighting systems here that are not only inefficient, but some of them, many of the fixtures we have, basically operate off of what we call old ballast systems that contain something called PCBs, which have been outlawed. And even if we want to keep going with these things, you cannot buy that kind of material no more. So the kind of the lighting project that we have more or less developed is intended not only to upgrade the lighting, but basically to reduce our cost in terms of energy. Energy, we spend close to $4 million a year on energy and utilities, and we figure once we implement things like the boilers, the lighting, and the energy management control systems, it can allow this school district to save approximately $500,000 a year in terms of energy and utility costs. Now, as you save that $500,000, that $500,000 basically is basically not coming out of our general fund, and it allows the district, therefore, not to basically cut anything to impact what goes on in the classroom, whether it's textbooks or whatever, because we pay lighting and energy to our operating fund. So a lot of these projects here have been conceptualized from the critical perspective, but also some of the things, some of the low-hanging fruit that can benefit the district in the short to medium term in regard to being less of a burden on our limited general fund.
Brian Ralph is the Chief Operating Officer for the Lansing School District. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Work would get underway almost immediately if these mills are approved by voters, the Lansing School Board and school board members, as well as community members, including former Lansing Mayor David Hollister, contacting voters by phone with flyers. They're going door-to-door. There's been an association created, so you're going to do everything you can to get voters to know about this, correct, Brian?
Yes, we are going to, we are obligated. It is our responsibility to inform people in terms of the reality of the of what's going on here. No sugarcoating, just the reality. And it's important, I must make the point. I know there is always apprehension in the minds of voters in terms of, okay, I give you money. What are you going to use the money for? I would want to say categorically that basically a sinking fund or this building and site fund cannot be used to pay salaries, give any people increases. It cannot. You cannot buy textbooks. You cannot buy technology. It has to be used strictly for its intended purposes as defined in our information list. So we need to have that people understand that. And basically, a building and site fund is their laws, Michigan laws that govern the use of this, and it has to be audited on an annual basis and particularly at the end. So in terms of stewardship and responsibility, I think most residents can be quite well assured that basically there are a lot of stringent rules to govern the use of these funds. Once this millage is successful, if it is successful, we hope to start work almost immediately to have some of these things affected, say, in the upcoming spring or summer next year.
And finally,
so we are basically hoping that people understand that, understand the needs. We cannot tell a person how to vote. All we can say is that basically, encourage people to exercise their franchise and sometimes let their conscience be their guides. We can't talk education and educate kids subjected to the elements. I mean, we've got to be serious, not only in the classroom, but in regard to the buildings in which we have our students.
All right, Brian, do you find yourself patching up buildings? When I look at Sexton and Everett and Eastern, I've been in those buildings. Don't they need to be replaced? And I know the architecture could never be replaced if they were torn down, but they're old, and the pipes are old, and the wiring's old.
Well, in the ideal world, assuming that money was not an issue, there are some buildings that really need to be replaced. But, I mean, take, for example, Sexton or say Eastern, those large high schools. To build a new large high school can cost you over $70 million. So one has to be reasonably realistic. In today's climate, in today's economy, the likelihood of raising such huge funds to replace buildings is practically impossible or very remote. So we are more or less confined or boxed into a situation whereby rather than say patching, we will go in terms of component replacement, replacing the components that have worn out, an old boiler, a roof, and try to do our best on a day-to-day basis in terms of maintenance to keep some of the other things going. But they will reach a time in the life of a building when, as one does some of the economic analyses, that you're going to really have to, at some point in the future, replace buildings with newer structures that are designed differently. And considering all the new laws that have come in effect since 1950.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate your time.
Well, I thank you a lot, and I encourage everybody to get informed and know what's going on in the Lansing School. We value education, and we are looking forward to people at least going out there to vote.